Oh, yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. You know, that is how we can get through the most stressful, most difficult of times. Yes, by fixing our eyes on Jesus Christ, knowing that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that was Luke and Joel Smallbone, brothers from For King and Country. And they are coming to Life Fest this summer, July 7th through the 10th in Oshkosh. And you know what? We have lots of tickets to give away. I love, love giving stuff away. And the grand prize is going to include a meet and greet with For King and Country. So be sure to stop by praisenetwork.com and sign up for your chance to win. Hey, it is Tuesday, and that means it is time for Kelly and Coffee. Kelly, our business manager, is joining me in the studio, going to share some recent listener comments. What do you have for us today, Kelly?
Well, you were talking about Life Fest, and so when our listeners go to our contest page, they can fill out a form to be registered for a chance to win. And one of the questions that we ask on that form is, how has Praise Network helped you? And so I thought I would share some of the responses that we have recently got from our listeners who have already signed up.
That is very cool. Now, these contest forms, you know, it's a good way for us to connect and learn from our listeners. I mean, it's not extensive. You don't have to, like, write an essay.
No.
But there's usually a couple of quick questions. Just, again, lets us get to know you as our listener and some of the things you like, maybe what you don't like, whatever. So what did you hear so far?
Well, Seth from West Salem wrote, "The teachings bring insight into different aspects of my life and how to apply them in my own walk. The music just puts a smile on my heart. I feel less stressed than I used to."
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? Just that constant reminder, you know, this world is such a crazy place, you know, as we all know. And you look at the news and you look at all the messages that we are bombarded with daily. Just to have that constant reminder that God is God, He is good, He is in control, and reminding people of the truth of His word. I think we all need that constant reminder and reinforcement right now. Great job, yes. Seth.
And Karen from West Salem wrote, "Listening to the music and sermons puts me into a whole different state of mind. I relax and focus on God and prayer."
How nice is that? You know, life can get pretty hectic. It's been kind of a busy week for all of us around here. And life can get pretty crazy, but we need that time just to be reminded, like in Johnny Diaz's song, breathe. You know, just take a moment, you know, refocus here, put your get things in perspective, focus on Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that can help us in those times of stress.
It sure can. I was just thinking, you know, reading Seth and Karen's responses, it kind of reminds you of, like, when you're raising your child and you're coming alongside of them and you're encouraging them, even if it's a little one that you're trying to learn to walk, you know, they fall down and they can get back up. You know, they don't just stop. And it's kind of like the teaching and the music. When we fall down or we've hit a roadblock or we think there's this big thing in my life that I don't know what to do, you know, it's like God is saying to us through the music and the teaching so many times, you know, get back up. It's, I'm right here. This is the way we're going to go. And so it always encourages me, I know.
That is so good. It's like, and sometimes, I don't know about you, but I can get in a dither where I'm thinking about everything that has to be done and life is crazy. And we have to be reminded, hey, God's got this. You know what? And to trust Him, and to sometimes we just need to take our hands off.
Yes.
We need to back off. But yeah, to, like, I love that analogy of just walking alongside your child, and yeah, they fall down or they skin their knee, and it's okay. We're going to take care of the hurt, and you're going to get back up, and you're going to make it.
Yeah,
and that is what we do here at the station. Again, it's not us; it's God doing it through us.
Exactly. And Shelly from Sparta.
Hey, Shelly.
Yes. She says, "The Praise Network, it grounds her. It keeps her mind on the things above, and it gives me opportunities to pray and reflect."
Again, that constant reminder. And I was driving into the station this morning, really hit me. I was thinking about all the messages that, again, as I mentioned earlier, that we are bombarded with, the things that are so anti-God and so anti-Scripture. And it just seems like we're swimming upstream in this world. But being reminded again and that reinforcement day in and day out of the truths of God's word, of his great love for us, that he is God and he is on the throne. Again, I think it's something we all need. And that is our passion. I know it's my passion. I know it's yours as well, is to not only reach those who are lost and don't know the Lord, but also to strengthen and equip believers everywhere to stand for Jesus Christ. And I think, as we've talked about before, that's going to be more and more difficult to do in the days ahead. And I think God is purifying his church. Kind of, we're being shaken to where all we can do is stand on him and on him alone, not him and. But we're standing firmly on that solid foundation. And we at the Praise Network want to help continue building and reinforcing that foundation, that spiritual foundation, that scriptural foundation in all of our lives. And also to encourage, as Seth was saying, what do you say about it? Puts a smile on his face or something?
Smile on his heart.
Yeah, we all need that, just to be encouraged each and every day as well.
Yes, we do. And I think, too, so many of the teachings that we have on during the week, you know, we do get bombarded with so many of the world's teachings. And I think when you can actually sit there and hear the teachings, it filters it. It's that filter that takes everything that the world hears and just takes it away, and we can get pointed back in the right direction and what we should be thinking on and how we should be thinking on different things. So it's really been a pleasure, I think, just listening to some of the teachers. I really love Skip Heitzig, I have to say. But hearing him every afternoon, you know, he has a great way of teaching, but it does. It helps me to filter things and to think on the right way.
Yeah, because so much of what is presented by the world is presented as fact.
Exactly.
You know, like, this is just the way it is. And if you think other than that, then, hey, you're being intolerant. When, you know, it seems that today Christianity and biblical truth is the only thing that people will not tolerate. You know, that is the foundation. And when you take away that foundation of in the beginning God, and in the beginning God created, you've lost your total foundation for life. There is no moral compass anymore. And so hopefully and prayerfully, that is what we do day in and day out, is to, again, reinforce the truths in God's word and how you can apply them to your daily life. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm sure, from our conversation, this isn't just about entertainment, and it's not about us, but it is definitely about the work that God is doing through this ministry, and we are so grateful to be a part of it. So we'd love for you to sign up for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Life Fest this year, along with that grand prize of a meet and greet with For King and Country. Also, we'll have a meet and greet with the band Hawk Nelson. That's going to be fun. And then later on this summer, we'll be giving away tickets to Sunshine Festival, which is taking place July 21st through the 23rd in Somerset, Wisconsin. And then in August, it's going to be the Newsboys and Francesca Battistelli at the Wisconsin State Fair. So lots of fun things going on this summer. Lots of chances for you to win tickets. So again, you can stop by the contest page, sign up for your chance to win, and give us your feedback. Current question, how has the Praise Network helped you? If it has, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can also get in touch with us through the website any time of day or night at praisenetwork.com. You can text us at 202-41-PRAISE, or give us a call. Our toll-free number is 855-MY-PRAISE. That's my P-R-A-Y-Z. Love to hear from you. And Kelly, always love to hear from you. Love to hear all the different things that you share from our listeners.
Yeah, it's fun to get their messages. I like that.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Kelly, you have a great day, and thank you for listening. And again, be sure to go to praisenetwork.com and sign up for your chance to win.